This is the progression test for listening, stage 3. There are 3 parts to this progression test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B, or C below it. Before we start, here is an example.
Where is the girl's brother now?
Is your brother still in bed, Mary? I know he likes to sleep late in the mornings.
He went out early, Grandad. Mum had some shopping to do and she wanted him to help her.
Oh, he'll miss his basketball practice then. That's a shame.
But he goes a couple of evenings now instead. They've got an important game soon.
The answer is B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where does the boy live?
Do you live in the same street as me, the one near the park?
Oh, I play in that park, but I'm in a street not far from you, near the river. There isn't much traffic there.
Is it nice living in a quiet street?
Yes, but I'd like to be near the shops.
2. Now listen again.
Do you live in the same street as me, the one near the park?
Oh, I play in that park, but I'm in a street not far from you, near the river. There isn't much traffic there.
Is it nice living in a quiet street?
Yes, but I'd like to be near the shops.
Two. How does the girl usually travel to school?
How do you get to school every morning?
I come by bus some days, but it's crowded and I can't sit down. So, most days, my mom drives me here. She works at the station near our school.
Right. I always travel by train with my brother. It's comfortable.
Cool. I'd love to come on the train.
2. Now listen again.
How do you get to school every morning?
I come by bus some days. But it's crowded and I can't sit down. So, most days, my mom drives me here. She works at the station near our school.
Right. I always travel by train with my brother. It's comfortable.
Cool. I'd love to come on the train.
3. Which class will the friends have next?
Don't forget, our timetable has changed this morning.
Oh, really? Isn't it our maths class next? That's my favourite lesson.
It's usually next, but our maths teacher's away today, so we're doing geography this morning instead.
Well, that's better than science anyway. Oh, wait, we've got science later.
Now listen again.
Don't forget, our timetable has changed this morning.
Oh, really? Isn't it our maths class next? That's my favourite lesson.
It's usually next, but our maths teacher's away today, so we're doing geography this morning instead.
Well, that's better than science anyway. Oh, wait, we've got science later.
Four. What will the weather be like after lunch?
Hi, Dad. Do you want to play tennis with me after lunch? It's lovely and sunny outside.
Well, maybe. But the weather won't be so good then. It's going to rain.
Are you sure? My friend said it'll be sunny all day and not windy or anything.
Well, I've checked online, and the website I use is never wrong, I'm afraid.
Now listen again.
Hi, Dad. Do you want to play tennis with me after lunch? It's lovely and sunny outside.
Well, maybe. But the weather won't be so good then. It's going to rain.
Are you sure? My friend said it'll be sunny all day and not windy or anything.
Well, I've checked online, and the website I use is never wrong, I'm afraid.
Five. What did the boy and his mum see in town?
That was a lovely trip into town, Mom.
It was, wasn't it? I wanted to see the ducks on the lake, but maybe next time.
It was probably too hot for them. Anyway, that didn't worry the butterflies. There were lots of those.
And that's true. I guess they wanted to find some nice flowers to rest on.
Now listen again.
That was a lovely trip into town, Mom.
It was, wasn't it? I wanted to see the ducks on the lake, but maybe next time.
It was probably too hot for them. Anyway, that didn't worry the butterflies. There were lots of those.
And that's true. I guess they wanted to find some nice flowers to rest on.
Six. Where did the girl leave her sweater?
Mum, I haven't got my sweater.
It's probably at the cafe. We went there after swimming, remember?
Well, I felt cold when we arrived at the pool, so I'm not sure I had it then. Maybe I didn't pick it up from my desk at school. Actually, I remember seeing it there before we went to the pool.
Right.
Now listen again.
Mum, I haven't got my sweater.
It's probably at the cafe. We went there after swimming, remember?
Well, I felt cold when we arrived at the pool, so I'm not sure I had it then. Maybe I didn't pick it up from my desk at school. Actually, I remember seeing it there before we went to the pool.
Right.
Seven. Who is the party for tomorrow?
We're having a party at my house tomorrow.
Isn't that next week?
That's my sister's birthday party. My brother's got a place at university, so Mum's invited everyone to come and celebrate. My sister and I will be there to help with food and everything. And we're having a party for Mum soon too, so we're really busy.
We'll have fun.
Now listen again.
We're having a party at my house tomorrow.
Isn't that next week?
That's my sister's birthday party. My brother's got a place at university, so Mum's invited everyone to come and celebrate. My sister and I will be there to help with food and everything. And we're having a party for Mum soon too, so we're really busy.
We'll have fun.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 12. You will hear five different conversations. For each question, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 8. What does the teacher say about the boy's picture?
A. It's got a variety of things in it. B. It's different from others in the class. C. It's the best one he's done.
That's a lovely picture. The tiger in it looks real.
Tigers are my favourite animals, but I haven't finished it yet. I want to add some other animals and trees and stuff.
But I think it's very good as it is. You've done a great job, because animals are difficult to paint, aren't they? And it's the first tiger picture I've seen any of my students do.
Great.
Now listen again.
That's a lovely picture. The tiger in it looks real.
Tigers are my favourite animals, but I haven't finished it yet. I want to add some other animals and trees and stuff.
But I think it's very good as it is. You've done a great job, because animals are difficult to paint, aren't they? And it's the first tiger picture I've seen any of my students do.
Great.
Nine. What does the girl think about her new bed? A. It's modern. B. It's bright. C. It's comfortable.
My mum's just bought me a new bed for my bedroom. It's cool. It isn't the latest style, but that's okay. It's bigger than my old bed, and it's really warm and soft too. It's a nice dark blue, my favourite colour, and it looks great with the light colours on my wall. I'm really pleased with it.
Now listen again.
My mum's just bought me a new bed for my bedroom. It's cool. It isn't the latest style, but that's okay. It's bigger than my old bed, and it's really warm and soft too. It's a nice dark blue, my favourite colour, and it looks great with the light colours on my wall. I'm really pleased with it.
Ten. What was the problem with the boy's lunch today? A. He didn't make enough sandwiches. B. He didn't have any cake. C. He didn't like his drink.
How was your lunch today? Thanks for making it yourself.
That's okay. I packed the new orange juice that Dad bought. It wasn't too bad, actually, but I forgot to take some chocolate cake. I was sad about that.
Oh, never mind. Did you have enough sandwiches? You weren't hungry, were you?
No, I wasn't, but I'm really hungry now.
Now listen again.
How was your lunch today? Thanks for making it yourself.
That's okay. I packed the new orange juice that Dad bought. It wasn't too bad, actually, but I forgot to take some chocolate cake. I was sad about that.
Oh, never mind. Did you have enough sandwiches? You weren't hungry, were you?
No, I wasn't, but I'm really hungry now.
Eleven. Why is the boy feeling tired now? A. He walked home from school. B. He played in a football match. C. He got up early this morning.
I'm tired, Mom. I was up at 7 this morning to get to school. We had an important football match today, and we won.
Great! So, is that why you're tired?
I was fine all morning and after the match, too. But then my friend's dad couldn't collect us from school, so we came back on foot. It's a long way.
Well, go to bed early tonight.
Now listen again.
I'm tired, Mom. I was up at 7 this morning to get to school. We had an important football match today, and we won.
Great! So, is that why you're tired?
I was fine all morning and after the match, too. But then my friend's dad couldn't collect us from school, so we came back on foot. It's a long way.
Well, go to bed early tonight.
How does the girl describe the book she's reading? A. It's funny. B. It's exciting. C. It's sad. What's that you're reading?
The latest book by my favourite author, Dad. She usually writes books with lots of action. Nothing amazing happens in this one. I'm still enjoying it, though. But my friend told me it's a funny book, and I've actually cried in some bits.
Well, everyone has different opinions about things they read.
Yeah, but I prefer books where I laugh a lot.
Now listen again. What's that you're reading?
The latest book by my favourite author, Dad. She usually writes books with lots of action. Nothing amazing happens in this one. I'm still enjoying it, though. But my friend told me it's a funny book, and I've actually cried in some bits.
Well, everyone has different opinions about things they read.
Yeah, but I prefer books where I laugh a lot.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 13 to 17. You will hear a teacher telling her class about a film they will watch at school. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Okay, listen, everyone. I'm going to tell you about something nice that's happening later in the week, so please write this down. On Thursday morning, we're going to watch a film together, something we don't often do. The film we'll watch is a very interesting one. It's called Chase. I'll spell that for you. It's C-H-A-S-E. It's not a very famous film, but it's very good, so I'm sure you'll love it. Now, what's the film about? Well, in our lessons this week, you're learning about nature. So I wanted to show you this one because it's all about horses. You'll learn a lot about them and how they live. To see the film, you'll all need to go to the library. It's bigger than the music room, so it's a good place for us all to sit and watch the film together. It isn't a very long film, so I'm sure you won't be bored. It's just 50 minutes, and when it's finished, I'd like you to go back to your classroom. Then, after lunch, we've got some work to do. First of all, I'll read you a story about one of the children in the film. And then after that, I want you to begin to do a project. That'll be all about what we saw in the film. Remember, we did something similar last term, so don't worry, it won't be too difficult. Has anyone got any questions?
Now listen again.
Okay, listen, everyone. I'm going to tell you about something nice that's happening later in the week, so please write this down. On Thursday morning, we're going to watch a film together, something we don't often do. The film we'll watch is a very interesting one. It's called Chase. I'll spell that for you. It's C-H-A-S-E. It's not a very famous film, but it's very good, so I'm sure you'll love it. Now, what's the film about? Well, in our lessons this week, you're learning about nature. So I wanted to show you this one because it's all about horses. You'll learn a lot about them and how they live. To see the film, you'll all need to go to the library. It's bigger than the music room, so it's a good place for us all to sit and watch the film together. It isn't a very long film, so I'm sure you won't be bored. It's just 50 minutes, and when it's finished, I'd like you to go back to your classroom. Then, after lunch, we've got some work to do. First of all, I'll read you a story about one of the children in the film, and then after that, I want you to begin to do a project. That'll be all about what we saw in the film. Remember, we did something similar last term, so don't worry, it won't be too difficult. Has anyone got any questions?
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your teacher will now collect all the question papers.